is your life belong to Him? Has He bought you with the precious price of that precious blood? I can't speak for you, but I'll speak for me, that I know that He bought me, and He has total ownership. I know that I don't belong to myself. I assume you don't either, but I can't say that for you. I can just say that for me, because this is very personal to me. It's very personal that His blood paid the price for my life. Because of that blood, because of that work on the cross of Calvary, He paid the price for my sin. He took on His back the stripes that paid the price for my healing. He rescued me from hell, because I have experienced that in my life. I know you guys are all perfect, but I depend on His grace. I depend on His goodness. I depend on His mercy. And I know He loved me when I wasn't very lovable. I'm very grateful. I know we're entering into Thanksgiving, but as far as I'm concerned, every day's Thanksgiving. Can you say amen? I'm so blessed to be in your presence here this morning. I hope you know that. I'm so honored to serve the Lord in this capacity while I'm here. I had a few things in my heart I wanted to share with you, but I wanted to pray. Forgive me, I'm not Bill, Pastor Bill, you know that, and I'm probably really weird, and that's okay, you'll just have to tolerate me, all right, but I do know you're commissioned or commanded to love me, all right, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to love you whether you like me or not, all right, so when we were worshiping, the Lord brought up to me, and I know you know these scriptures, in 3 John 2, beloved, that's you. I said, that's you. Above everything else, King James says, I wish. I believe a better translation is, I pray. That you would prosper. That you would be in health. As you allow your souls to prosper. Your souls being your mind, your will, your emotions. Being that you that we get to know when we get to know you. In that mind, we know that it has to be renewed. We have to wash it by the Word of God on a daily basis. We have to let His mind be in us. We have to have our minds renewed. We need to expel those things that are negative, those things that cause us to stumble or fall, those things that maybe we learned as children and they weren't truth. But we understand that the truth is what sets us free. We understand as brothers and sisters in Christ that it's the precious truth that enters the heart of a human being, that entered your heart, that entered my heart, that gave us life and life more abundantly, because Jesus Christ is truth. I wanted to pray. I just felt the Lord wants you to prosper in this season. Is that okay? Okay. If you don't want to, that's okay. That's totally your business. My wife and I, we decided that we want to give more than we ever have before. So in order to do that, we've got to believe in more than we ever have before. So I believe in prosperity. And somehow this thing's falling off my head. So I'm going to ask you, I know that you have pastors here. Do that, we have that covenant with God, and he'll rebuke the devourer for you. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive. And I have seen the devil slam time after time. My wife, she gives her greetings to you. Her name's Sharon, if you don't know that. And, you know, she's just as much here in the spirit as I am. So, amen. Because she is praying for you. And we would come into some struggles sometimes. I don't know if you ever had your car break down or you had your refrigerator go haywire or all of a sudden the heating system decided to quit on you when it's 20 below zero. I know it doesn't get that cold here, but where I am, it does get that cold. And so she would, you know, I get all frustrated. Now, I'm far from perfect. You all figured that out by now, right? In other words, I need Jesus real bad. And my wife, I married way up. And she would look at me, and I'm getting anxious. I'm getting frustrated. I'm half ticked off because I can't believe that. Why did this choose to break down now? And she'd say, we're tithers, and we have a covenant. And God promised you and me that he would rebuke the devourer for us. And he would open up the windows of heaven. And this is a work of the devil. So right now, in the name of Jesus, and then she'd look up, she'd say, Father, it's me, Sharon. Bob and I are tithers. And just to remind you of what your word said, that you promised us you'd rebuke the devourer. Do you see what's taking place? Well, we're expecting you to move on our behalf, and we give you praise for that. Thank you. Time and time and time and time and time and time again, we've seen the miracle power of God take what the enemy meant for our harm and turn it around for good and bring in the supply and bring, sometimes it's like, how did he do that? And it's like, wow. I'm not the only one that's experienced that. I know I'm not. Stretch out your hands towards the giving here at the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in covenant together as a family. Lord, I stand with this great body of believers, with each one of my brothers and sisters here. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to give, to sow, to bring our tithes into the house of God, to give our offerings. And Lord, we're asking you to receive them. We thank you, Father, for our covenant. We thank you, Lord, that you can continually rebuke the devourer. That you continually pour out the blessings that they don't have enough room to receive. Lord, that this body would prosper, that they would walk in divine health, and that their souls would go further and further and further into the depths of your heart, that they would prosper beyond their wildest dreams. We agree to that. We thank you for it, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit teaching each and every one of us the uniqueness of walking in your divine plan in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you know, I'd like you to just stand up just for a minute. I just can't help myself. And sometimes you need to shake it off a little bit before you sit down for a couple of hours. I mean, for 45 minutes, whatever that might look like. And I'm just going to ask you to greet one another, love on one another for a few minutes, if you don't mind. This is just part of the body of life. I believe that's part of our healing. I believe that's part where God can allow each one of us to encourage one another, to get to know one another, to minister to one another. Amen. You know, sometimes we walk around and we have all this love in our heart for God's people, that we love what he loves and we hate what he hates, and he loves you. And you know, we that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us. And if sometimes we don't step out of our comfort zone and share that with people that need it, and sometimes with people that maybe think, well, you know, they're good. I find out a lot of times the people say I'm good, they're usually not good, and they need a hug. They need a friendly smile. They need someone to say, hey, man, you're going to make it. Hey, gal, you're going to get through this thing. this devil's not going to stop you, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can you say amen to that? So I encourage you, in the season that we're in the United States of America, the love of God never fails. And you're the ambassadors of that love. That love is on you, it's in you, and as he is, so are you in this world. And he is love. I know he is holy. I know he is just. I know he is kind. I know he is merciful. But he is love. Can you say amen?
Yes.
And that's who you are, church. Can you shout amen in this house?
Amen.
I'm trusting I can get through everything the Lord gave me today for you. If you weren't here earlier, Apostle Dale, or I'll say Grandpa, I guess, he called me Uncle Bob. Well, to some people, I am Uncle Bob. To you, I might be just your brother. That's okay. I'm not here to take anybody's place. I'm here to do what God does with me, and that's to love you. That's okay. Because I know that'll never fail. I'm here to support you and to see that this gal is so blessed in this season. Did you hear me? You understand, we have a responsibility. We heard that before. Can you say amen? And we need to cover her in prayer, and we need to be willing and obedient to do what God shows us to do. Amen? Donna, we love you. I love you. My wife loves you. And we are so, so, so very, very grateful that you're in our life. And I know this church loves you, girl. I had the privilege this week of enjoying what goes on throughout this building. And it's like, wow. Wow, 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 wow. If you've never experienced some of the activities when the public's allowed to come in, I assume some of them are during the chapel times, at least the moms and dads are, and if you come and say, I'd like to go, I'll sneak you in, okay? At least while I'm here, all right? And to watch the children and the young people worship God. I have to share this with you. I had the opportunity to minister at CWI last night, and I was so blessed to be in that fellowship. I pastored, some of you don't know me at all, so that's okay, maybe you don't want to, but anyhow, I pastored in West Virginia for almost seven years before I came to Lancaster to assist Brother Armstrong, and it was a church that, it looked like in the natural that they said, you know what, we should just close the doors, give the stuff away, and pack it up and go somewhere else. And God told me I'd be their next pastor, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. But the Bible says, you know, if you're willing and obedient, you'll get to go to the land. So I knew how to be I knew how to be obedient, but sometimes I had to work on myself and allow the Holy Spirit to work to get myself into a willingness. So I chose to be willing. We did, God did, and it was really fantastic. I watched God put them in their own church building. I watched God supernaturally in 1 year pay off that building. And we've seen the miracle power of God doing. And I have fruit from that season in my life, not just me, my wife, because we're kind of like moms and dads in the body of Christ. You understand me? We're kind of the older crew. I know none of you qualify for that, because you're all young, right? Amen. He's filled your mouth with good things and renewed your youth like the eagles. So I'll just talk to a bunch of teenagers here today. And this young man, he worked at the FBI. He grew up in his church, and it was a Pentecostal church, but it was kind of structured to a place where there was quite a bit of control. And he got hurt in that church. He was probably young 20s when I met him. And he come and he's sitting outside of my office, and he's a mess. And somehow God stuck me with him, and we loved him and ministered to him and encouraged him. And He walked with us for a season, and the next thing I know, he's walking as a pastor and took on a small church in a small community, and I watched him and his wife grow. I watched their kids come in. I had a privilege of being in their wedding when he first met her. And so we have a lot of history. Well, now he's pastoring the same church that he was messed up in. Has been, probably for 10 years now. And it's an amazing work. It's just south of Morgantown. And so he left the FBI. Thank you, Jesus. Anyhow, he's a man of God and full of the Holy Ghost and has a heart and passion. I don't want to call him one of our sons, but in a sense he is. He has his own dad. You understand me? But we just love him. He sent me this yesterday. If this don't flip you upside down, I don't know how I can help you. You understand me? In Pigeon Forge, that there is a youth conference. About 2,000 young people just received Christ. You'd have to see this to believe it. The Holy Spirit hit the center, and you could feel the tangible presence. This was real, he said to me. He says, definitely, this wasn't one friend dragging another friend up to the altar. No, the Holy Ghost brought them all in and took them out of the darkness into the light. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, this is our harvest season. This is the time to reap the harvest. This is the time for the church to rise and shine like a noonday sun and take back what the devil has stolen, populating heaven and plundering hell. And I believe that I'm in the right house, and I believe you and I can do it. If God can do it in Pigeon Forge, he can do it in York, Pennsylvania. He's no respecter of persons, but are we going to believe God for the supernatural? Are we going to believe God that he is going to use us individually and corporately as a church to bring in the harvest? Because why? I can't think of a better house where we could raise up disciples, that we could impart into them the revelations of the Word of God. There's a tangible anointing on the teaching and preaching of the Word of God because of the man of God who served you for 45 years. I want you to know there's no greater teaching church than this church that I've ever been in, and you know that as well as I do. But because of that, you're sitting there as containers so full of revelation. I want to press your buttons to get it out of you and to see you explode in the earth today, because God wants to use you. You're men and women of God. You're full of the Holy Ghost and power, and he has anointed you for this day and this hour. And that anointing will break yokes and remove burdens. That anointing that you carry will set the captives free. I want to encourage you how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. And that's part of our job, to do good. Can you say amen? But not to just stop doing good, to understand that he wants you to heal and bring his healing power to the people that surround you, to those that you come into contact with. Don't be ashamed of this gospel, and neither be ashamed of the name, because that name's still above every name. That name is above sickness and disease. That name is above poverty. That name, I guarantee you, that name will produce miracles with your hearts full of faith, and you believe that when you speak the name, every devil has to leave. And when you call upon the name, the power of God shows up. When you understand that you're anointed for this day and this hour, that God, his hand is upon you, and he will raise you up and bring you into the place of the fullness of his Spirit, that you can be used mightily in the earth today. Because why? The harvest is coming in. Can you shout amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you okay? I can't help myself. I get excited. I get excited when I see the devil lose. Amen. How about you?